it's another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Tree Breath in beautiful Cog Falls, Ohio, where today, Sunday, July 24th, it is just me, and it is 10 o'clock at night. Due to circumstances beyond our control, usually this would have just been an interview, but I decided that there was a couple events that are coming up that I felt like needed to be brought up before our next regular show. So on today's episode, we will have Karen Schofield, Ryan Reevy, and Heidi Kakuza, all from the Riverfront YMCA, and they will be on the show to discuss the Grape Falls and Craft Brews event that's coming up in September. But before that, again, we always want to remind our listeners to check out our website where there's new articles popping up, and to share your feedback and tell us what you think of the show by sending your comments to us at fallstreepress@gmail.com or on our website. And you can also comment on Apple Podcasts and Spotify about what you think of the show. So before we jump into the interview, I have a couple things I want to talk about. First, local racer Zoe Kubik was given the 2022 President's Youth Volunteer Service Award from the Soapbox Derby program on Saturday. This award recognizes young volunteers who make a positive impact on the Derby through local, regional, and national levels. She started racing back in 2012 locally and was the local stock champ in 2016, super stock champ in 2017, and has raced as a rally champion in the All-American in stock, super stock, and masters level. She has also volunteered with the Derby for 5 years, which includes being a driver for the Super Kids races, where special needs children race in a two-person car. So congratulations, Zoe. I have loved the Soapbox Derby since I was a kid, so I know that what a big honor this is. Next, the annual National Night Out will be happening on August 2nd, 4:30 to 7 p.m. This annual event at the City Hall helps promote the police and community relations in the Falls, and it's a night of family fun, food, music, and games. There will also be police dog demonstrations and the chance to explore the department's new equipment and more. On July 27th this week, there will be an art show and auction benefiting the Ukrainian refugees displaced by the war. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Jenks Building and will feature art from local artists like Don Drum, Christopher Hoot, Bob Pizarski, and James Lenovit, as well as James Cooper, who has a lot of work over at the Jenks Building right now. The event is being organized by Jeff and Sharon Newhouse, whose work also be seen at the Jenks Building. And again, all proceeds from the auction and show will go to benefit a local Ukrainian family who's been displaced by the war. So be sure to check that out. If anything, just to see the wonderful shows over at the Jenks Building right now. And finally, we talked about this last time, and you can read more on our website about this, but the Shelf Life Local Lit Fest is happening on August 6th. The event will be taking place at the Pavilion and feature book signings from local authors like Sharon Moreland Myers and Jim Woods. There will also be children's story times and raffled prizes, free and dollar books, and treats from places like Kind Cakes. So thank you for sitting with this, unless you skipped right to the time where the interview was, in which case you're about to listen to me some more. I apologize. So on with the interview with Ryan, Karen, and Heidi. We have three people joining us. We have Ryan Reevy, Executive Director.
Yep, yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Bart.
Heidi Kakuza.
Hi, Bart.
Hi. And Karen Schofield.
Yep, I'm here too.
All from the Riverfront YMCA. We have them on the show this week to talk about the Grape Falls and Craft Brews event coming up in September. But first, I want to ask, can you guys, each of you, talk a little bit about yourselves and how you got involved at the Y?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bart. So I ended up getting involved in the Y and starting about 8.5 years ago. I had graduated from the University of Akron, and at the time I had one part-time job, but I didn't have anything lined up, so I figured another part-time job would help. And I was thinking of different jobs and activities and things that I like and that I enjoy. And I knew being with people, interacting with children, being in the community, even nonprofits, health and wellness, what could I do and what could those options be? So I began looking more at our YMCAs, and I got involved within our Akron area YMCA, and I've been with a couple other branches, and I've been fortunate to be here at Riverfront for the last 3 years now.
And you are now the executive director?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yep.
So I've been with the Y 20 years this August. I started part-time 2 days a week in the Child Watch program, just taking care of members' children while they worked out. I was a single mom and had two little girls for a long time, so I went to school and worked, so I never really got to spend any time, you know, with my kids. And I had gotten married and had another child and came upon the opportunity to do that. So I stopped working full-time, started working just a couple days a week, and fell in love with the place. And I have been here ever since. And now I'm the business manager, and I do work full-time now.
So this is Karen. I first became familiar with the Y as an adult when I played softball for this YMCA, sponsored our teams, and played probably for 30 years. And I wasn't a member of the Y at the time. But every time I'd come in, because I managed a team, I'd see what was going on, and I liked what was going on. And I decided, probably 20 years ago now, that I should become a member of an organization that I like what they do. And so I did. I became a member. And then outside on the sign, I saw that they were looking for volunteers to be a member of their advisory board. So I came in and talked about that and what I thought I could do to be helpful. And that was probably about 12 years ago. And so I've been an advisory board member for that length of time. Now that I'm a grayhead, I've shifted over to Silver Sneakers and don't take as many programs as I did when I was younger. But I think, you know, I'm still all about the Y cause and advocating for the Y in our community.
And that's good. And the Y has so much to offer to begin with that just even somebody, you know, promoting it a little bit is worth.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yes.
So for those who have never used the Riverfront YMCA facility, or I guess just any Y facility in Ohio in general, what types of programs does the Y offer?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely try to serve as many people as we can. By doing that, we are a place that's open for all. So a few of the different areas that we serve those members in, one of the big aspects is our child care. So we have preschool classes that are here throughout the school year, our summer day camp that's going on right now throughout the length of the summertime. Then we have our Hearts Early Care and Education Center, which is over at First Christian Church, not too far from here. That's an all-day child care center with assistant teachers and lead teachers that oversee that for infants all the way up to pre-K students. And then on top of that, we oversee the before and after school enrichment programs specifically for Cuyahoga Falls, Stowe, and Woodridge within those three school districts and being at those schools. Beyond that, though, it's also what we have here at the Y. So swim lessons, our Tiger Shark swim team, gymnastics classes, our gymnastics team, sports classes, youth and adult fitness classes as well, too, and then some other pieces as well.
And is that available for all, or do you have to have a membership to the Y for that?
So, yep, anyone can sign up for a membership. We have different membership types. It can be just a youth membership. It can be a family membership, an adult, older adult. We have many Silver Sneakers that are in here. So, with a lot of different membership types. You can be a part of those programs by being a member, or you don't necessarily have to be a member. You would be what's considered a program member if you want to sign up for other classes. So, like those gymnastics classes, swim lessons. And that's an option as well. There's just a different fee structure for those classes.
Okay. We're finally getting back to somewhat normal levels since the pandemic began. How did the pandemic affect not only the patronage here, but just, you know, running the Y in general?
So the last 2.5 years or so, or close to 2.5 years, we know have been very challenging for all of us in some extent to another. And the Y is no exception to that. However, we have continued to find ways to continue to keep trying to come out of it. So initially, when the pandemic first started, we became a pandemic child care center, us and over at our Hearts Early Care and Education Center. So that meant that those first responders or those frontline workers, those initial people that were still going out to work, they could utilize our facilities for child care specifically. So we remained open for that. Then a couple months later, when we were allowed to open as a fitness center again, and along with the rest of our programs, we began to roll those out more so on a limited capacity. It's still taking time, though. We anticipated originally that we are looking at about a 3 to 5 year time frame from when the pandemic first started to kind of getting back up to really where we were before. So over these last couple of years, more items and programs have been rolled out, and we've come up to some hurdles with some things, but even throughout this process, we're continuing to get there, but there's no doubt that there have been some challenges.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen more people coming back into the Y here in the last year?
We have. It still depends. It depends still on what the program is for, or it depends on still membership a little bit. Kind of compared to where we were last year and where we're at now this year, certainly there has been that growth in memberships across just about every type of membership that we have, but it's still a work in progress.
Good, good.
As I said before, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you all was about the Great Falls event coming up in September. So what is the Great Falls and Craft Brews event?
Great Falls and Craft Brews is our signature event that we put on each year. It raises funds for our annual campaign. The YMCA does not turn away anyone due to inability to pay. So we use the funds raised through events like Great Falls and Craft Brews to subsidize fees for anyone who come in that needs a little bit of assistance, to pay for their memberships, to pay for classes, to pay for... It can be used for preschool classes. It can be used for child care. It can be used for day camp or Camp Winoa or anything like that. So we want to make sure that we're able to help anybody that needs a little bit of help.
And this is not the first year you've held this. How many years has this been going on?
We were talking about that. So the year the pandemic hit threw us off a little bit. So we were trying to, we believe it's 17. This year is 17,
wow.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Was 17.
And what kind of breweries and restaurants and wineries do you have showing up at the event this year?
All kinds. Would you like me to list them?
I'll go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. We have Bell Tower Brewing Company, 83 Brewery, Great Lakes Brewing Company, Hi-Ho Brewing Company, MacArthur's Brew House, Missing Mountain Brewing Company, The Ohio Brewing Company, North Water Brewing Company, and Arche Brewing, all coming to serve beer. And Cellar 59, Forever Craft Urban Winery, Redhead Wine, Vinifera, and The Wine Mill, all coming to serve wine. Asterisk Coffee Bar will be here to provide coffee. Moe's Restaurant and Kneaded Breads and Confections will be there to serve food. And then we will have music provided by Frequency 90.
It's a lot of good local businesses just right there.
Yeah. And that's our goal, is to have as much support from our local community as possible.
And this will be, is this over at the church by the city building, correct?
Correct. It's okay. Church Square.
Okay.
Yep.
In addition to the wine and food, you'll have a silent auction as well. What kind of things have already come in to be auctioned off?
Oh my goodness, we have so many things going on. Ryan's got a nice long...
Yeah, when I came in, you guys were trying to figure out how to wrap a couple things.
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing that we've been able to get a lot of support from our advisory board and staff, as far as collecting items and doing that great work, but then also just, again, from a lot of our local businesses here and some others that are fun and a little bit farther away for people to enjoy. So, for example, we have a couple tickets to the Nutcracker that will be at Playhouse Square. We have snowboarding lessons, different Browns tickets and Browns opportunities to go to games, and an autograph for the Browns that will be featured within it. There'll be some jewelry that will be in the auction. We have more in-house Y auction items. So, for example, opportunities for aquatic swim lessons, youth sports, gymnastics, personal training, summer day camp. We have some other local businesses that we have that are donating baskets that we'll be providing, and then along with some other tickets to some other experiences, so such as the Lake Erie Monsters, the Great Lakes Science Center, Go Ape Zipline, an adventure park. Then the Akron Zoo put together a package for us, Brook Ledge Golf Course to be able to golf, and some other opportunities as well too. So it should be a lot. Was there any other ones that I may have missed that anyone wanted to add?
I would just add, we have something for everybody. So everything from art that you'd want to hang onto your wall to the experiences that Ryan, to, you know, self-care products, restaurant coupons and gift cards and flowers and you name it, car care products. Mm-hmm. There is something for everybody at this silent auction. Yeah.
And even if you don't want it for yourself, it's a great time to go holiday shopping.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
Get it all pre-made right there. It's all put together.
Don't have to worry about shipping or anything.
Right?
Is the silent auction taking place at the event, or do you bid online?
It is on an online platform. So if you're at the event, you're still going to bid online. So everything will go live about a week prior to the event. So you don't even have to be there to bid. You'll be able to access all of the items and start bidding about a week beforehand.
So if you can't make it, then you can still help support the Y.
Definitely.
And that was going to be my next question. Other than the auction, if you can't make it to the event, or maybe you just, I don't drink. I'm not going to go to a event, you know, with a lot of beer and wine. How can somebody still help contribute to the Y other than the auction?
Okay, well, first, let me tell you, I don't drink either. But this is still something I would go to because it is really that much fun. And it's not just to focus on beer and wine. The food is great. The music is great. The atmosphere is great. There's a lot going on there. So even if you don't drink, it's still a great time. It's still a great night out. And for the cost, $60 a person, go out to eat and have a meal. Even if you have water to drink, getting a nice dinner,
oh, yeah.
you know, the food and the atmosphere and all that, you're going to pay that going out anyway. And with this, that $60, not only are you having the entertainment and the fun and the atmosphere, but a portion of that is going to do good for somebody else. So, you know, that's my thought on it.
Yeah, so Heidi does a great job of reminding everybody why it's a good event to be a part of. So that's for those that are able to make it and join it with us that night. Now, if you can't, that's okay. Again, those other options are to please check out our online auction. As Heidi said, that's going to be open prior to the actual event. So even if you're not there, you're able to bid on items that you would like. You can also, if you just want to contribute to the Y, you can stop on in, you can come in, or you can visit our website. I'll share with you our direct website link for Great Falls, but you can donate and click on the donate now button, and that will just be a way that people can contribute to the Y and towards our annual campaign to provide that financial assistance for everybody, even if they're not there at the actual event.
Good. That's always appreciated. Yeah, especially if you can't make it, if you're busy that day, you know, find a way to still help. Do you have any other fundraisers coming up in the future that are already in motion?
We're always in the planning stages of several things. So closer to Christmas time, we typically do a craft fair of some sort, and it's called Deck the Halls. It's usually like handmade items that we collect from people in the community, and we put that here for people to come in, and it's a silent auction also. We also do our 100 envelope challenge, where we hang envelopes up, and they each have a number on them from 1 to 100, and you pull that envelope and donate the amount of money that's, you know, listed on that number. And that's really popular because there's a number for everybody. You know, it fits every budget. So we do that. I know the Akron Area Y does have several events coming up. But those are our two larger ones that are coming up for our branch specifically.
And I got two questions I'll ask all of you here at the end. One, what is your favorite either program or service that the Y has to offer?
So I'm going to answer in two ways. One of the ways is that my favorite program, so to speak, is the fact that nobody's turned away for an inability to pay. That in and of itself is a game changer for so many families, so many individuals, so many children, so many experiences they can have here, and it's not going to be, you know, negatively impacted by a financial hardship. So I could name any number of programs, but I suppose one of my all-time favorites is summer camp, just because I love seeing the kids here. I love seeing them, you know, have fun, engaged in activities, doing crafts, meeting new friends, going on field trips, doing everything kids should do happens right here. So that's probably my favorite. My other plug I'm going to put in is for the Riverfront Y Advisory Board. I mentioned at the beginning that I'm a member of that. And if you really want to be involved with a group that is about the right thing, this is the group. Not only is it a nonprofit, which in and of itself says a lot, but they are truly committed to being an integral part of the community and will do whatever it takes to be involved in our schools, in our cities, in our downtown, Falls Fridays, whatever it takes for the Y to be a presence so folks know the impact that they have. If you want to be a member of an advisory board and do some great volunteer work, all for the right reasons, then please reach out to our executive director here, Ryan Reavy. We'd love to have more people help us with the Y cause. Youth development, healthy living, social responsibility, that's what we're about. And those of us that volunteer hours to the Y cause get more back than we ever give.
I was just about to ask, how can someone get involved?
So for me, I would say the family atmosphere, that's what made me fall in love with coming, you know. My first experience here was a family night. I brought my family, and it was like just, I wasn't walking into an odd place. It was like immediate comfort. And, you know, everybody's accepted. So I supervise the child watch department now, and one of the great things that I love is that we watch your kids, you know, while you work out or, and you always know that we're going to love your children and care for your children. And if you just need to come and take a shower alone, you know, you can do that. And you have 2 full hours to just shower alone if you need to. And nobody's going to judge you, you know, and we're going to be there to support you if you need to stand and just cry or if you need to come in and just breathe for a little bit, and we're going to know your name, and we're going to hug you through it, and we're going to call you when you don't show up, because you're part of this. You're not just somebody that walks in. So, and that's what, you're not a member. You know, you're a family. You're part of this place. So that is huge for me, and that's why I've been here so long. And the other part is, I would say, just the child care program in general. 2 of my 4 kids have been through preschool here, and both of my grandkids have been through preschool and daycare over at the HEARTS program, and it's just an amazing, amazing program. And one of my granddaughters and one of my sons goes through summer camp, and it's just wonderful. They have so many experiences that otherwise, you know, they probably wouldn't get because I'm working.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it's just great. I know they're safe. I know they're cared for. I know they're being mentored by wonderful people. And I'm comfortable, and I don't have to worry about them at all during the day. So, that's very nice.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bar, you put me in a tough position for 2 reasons. One, because we had Karen start and then Heidi go, and I have to follow up for my reasoning after both of them went. And two, because this question is almost like asking someone to pick their favorite child. So there are a lot of great programs that we have. So in that aspect, I'm going to dodge this question a little bit with a twist of my own and tell you why I think Riverfront itself is so unique and why it's just a great why. We appreciate and love all of our YMCAs that we have, but Riverfront, again, is a very unique place. It's a very special place. You get so many different aspects all in one by coming here. There aren't too many places that have a rock wall that you could use a couple times a week, a gymnastic center, a pool to swim in, a place to be able to bring your kids while you work out, to go and work out, to take classes, to also have that included if you want to be a member, if you do have children or are caring for your grandchildren or whoever the case may be, to be able to have that all in-house, to go to preschool or to have childcare with summer camp or to have a discounted price when it comes to before and after school enrichment. And doing all that and knowing that you're part of that family, you're a part of that cause of being a nonprofit and having to go to so much more. Those are just the programs that people see. That doesn't even get into the different drives and other opportunities that we have throughout the year. So that's why I know Riverfront is so unique, and just, again, some of the few reasons why we love it so much.
Nice, nice. And just talking about, you know, how Riverfront helps downtown and Cuyahoga Falls in general, leads into my last big question. When something we usually ask all that we interview, and it can be difficult, it could be more than one. What is your favorite restaurant in Cuyahoga Falls?
Pabst. Is that a restaurant? Can that count?
I count it as one.
Okay.
Is ice cream a meal, Heidi?
They have regular food also.
Oh my god!
I know, now you're really putting here.
Oh yeah! This is one of those. Which child do you love the best? Oh dear. Well, I go to them all. I'm downtown all the time, so I try and frequent everything. I'm an equal opportunity eater, meaning there isn't much food that I don't eat or don't like. So, you know, I love breakfast at Fleury's, for example. That's one of my all-time favorites. But at the same time, I love sitting outdoors at, you know, Cashmere Cricket or going down to get a pizza at Hi-Ho. I could go on and on because I am just a fan of our city, and I'm a foodie. So you probably wouldn't know that looking at me being so trim, but actually I am. I'd love to be downtown and supporting our local businesses. So
yeah, the other way we could answer this question is telling you just everything that we like each one. But I do like Moe's. They do a great job with Great Falls, and I do like eating at Moe's, having that chance too. But sometimes if it's something a little bit quicker, I like Clean Eats. And again, it's just the restaurants that we have, I know we're very fortunate to have throughout our city of Cuyahoga Falls. So
there's just so much good stuff downtown, and it just constantly seems to keep adding on.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Our Y is going to be back downtown on Friday, August 5th, next Friday. We're going to have our Y booth set up, and we're going to be talking with folks about everything Y. So programming, Great Falls, advisory board. If you're downtown, look us up. You'll see us there again. But we just want to make sure that folks know who we are. And we'd love to meet and greet folks in our community, and this is another chance to do that. So
good. So other than coming downtown on August 5th, just let people know again, how can they find out more information about Great Balls?
So on our Facebook page, Riverfront YMCA, they can also go to akronymca.org/Great Falls.
And this is happening on Saturday, September 10th from 6 to 9 p.m.
And again, this is at Church Square.
Again, Ryan Reavy here with the YMCA. On behalf of Riverfront, thank you for having us be a part of this today.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan, Heidi, Karen. Thank you all for sitting down with me today.
Thank you, Barb.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Falls Cast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.